Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Tonight is all about Deep House. Got an excellent interview feature on tap for you with Glennie to mark the release of his Now You Know EP on Nordicrax. He also makes an appearance on the Ones and Twos, highlighting some of his underground sounds. We will get to all of that shortly, but first let's check out this episode's Track of the Week. This silky smooth deep cut is out on Crosstown Rebels. It's Cameron Jack with The Vision. Check out the groove of this bassline. Okay, a great track of the week there, Cameron Jack, and his latest The Vision is out on Crosstown Rebels and can be had wherever you buy your tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode. Glennie has arrived on the scene with his Now You Know EP, the latest release on Vancouver's Nordic Tracks. I connected with him a few weeks back to talk about the EP, life in Berlin, and what he's hoping to do in the future. The lead track here is titled Now You Know. Calgarian John Delirious gives it his touch on the remix. Full track list and a selection of Glennie web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. This is DJ Waugh speaking to Glennie. Originally from Ireland, he's held several residencies there before moving to Berlin to showcase his sound. He played at ADE last fall and has opened up for Dale Howard. His Now You Know EP just dropped on Vancouver's Nordic Tracks. It's a 6-track Tracker featuring some deep goodness, loads of stabs, great bass lines, and a remix from Calgary's John Delirious. He's kindly agreed to share his thoughts on how the EP came together. It's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is Glennie. To begin with, how do you define your sound?
I'm actually interested in like various genres of music. Like house music would have been the first music that I decided to try produce electronically. But I play the guitar as well for about 20 years now. Hard to believe. And I tried to just incorporate that into some house music tracks, which is actually harder than you think. And it's only really worked out once. But yeah, house music has always been my favorite to DJ and stuff like that. So I just decided to stay true to it. Like I started DJing like in 2013, and house music was always my genre of choice. So I just decided to stay true to it.
Okay, let's think about what first got you interested in this music back in Ireland. Was it clubs, DJs, radio shows? What really got you hooked on the music?
Well, I just started listening to some electronic music when I was a teenager, and then had a couple of other favorites. phases in between. But some early influences, I would say, would be the likes of Dusky and stuff like that. Those tunes blew me away. And also Julia Bashmore, OSEV, that was a huge tune for me back then as well.
Eventually, you shifted from Ireland to Berlin. What prompted that? How long have you been there? And how's everything turning out for you?
Well, I actually moved here 7 years ago. It wasn't solely for music. I knew that the music scene was excellent here. I'd previously been here and attended some parties and just thought it was great, especially that they're able to stay open longer to give people more of a chance to get into the groove of things without having to leave at 3 a.m. like in Dublin. But yeah, it's been going pretty well over here anyway. Like I skateboard, I make music, and I have a job. It's pretty normal. Making music is definitely something that I do for the most part. Berlin is a great place for that. It's like you can find whatever type of music you like here. Thank you.
Okay, let's get to the nuts and bolts of your production process when you are making music. Which DAW are you working with and why?
I use Ableton Live. That's the one I started using 10 years ago and never really had any interest to try any other ones.
And then in Ableton, are you using the stock plugins generally that they incorporate, or do you like to bring a lot of your own external VSTs and possibly your own hardware into the process as well?
For the most part, I just use VSTs into the Arturia V collection. I use the Moog synth a lot, and the Analog Lab is a sick virtual synth as well. In relation to Ableton stock plugins, I would use Wavetable quite a lot for my own sound design.
The Now You Know EP dropped on the 9th of February on Nordic Tracks. So what was your approach for putting that all together? Did it come together quickly, or was it something that was sort of prolonged?
It was pretty drawn out. I wasn't sure if I actually wanted to release some of my music, but then a friend of mine pushed me to do it because I thought it was good, and then I just decided to try get 5 to 10 solid tracks together and send them to some record labels that I like. But then in the end, it took around the whole year. I made some of these tracks this time last year.
Okay, and then how did you connect with Nordic Tracks? I realize you played with them at ADE. What was the genesis of that whole thing, and how's the process been for you? for you?
Well, I knew some of the artists from Nordic Tracks before. Like, I used to play some tunes by the producer Christoph, and I'm a fan of JT Donaldson as well. So I'd seen the name around, and I just saw them on my list of SoundCloud labels that I was interested in, and then sent it to them, and they liked the music.
This is Finest Wear.
This is Rennie Foster.
This is Ludo Lacoste.
Yo, this is your boy Prayer Hands.
Yo, hey, this is Ben Coda, one half of Nanoplex, and you are listening to Techno Progressivo.
Okay, where do you want to continue to take this, both as a producer and a DJ, as you go forward in the industry?
I'm starting to record more mixes now at the moment, and I'm hoping to get some more DJ gigs. I haven't done a proper DJ gig since the Nordic Tracks event in Amsterdam. I would absolutely love to get back into it, and in relation to production, I'm just going to keep making tunes as much as I possibly can and just enjoy it along the way.
Okay, final question for you here. Is there anything that you'd like to promote right now?
Well, I would like to promote the Nordic Tracks EP. I hope people enjoy it, and just stay tuned. I'm definitely going to be putting out a lot of stuff in the next year, I would say. Thank you.
This has been Glenny. A selection of his tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Juno Download, TrackSource, and Bandcamp. Additionally, a full list of Glenny web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Remember to check out his Now You Know EP, out now on Nordic Tracks. That can be had anywhere you buy your music. Thank you very much for doing this.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You are listening to the Glenny interview and the Now You Know EP showcase here on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah and the station is 101.9 CITR. That half of the interview wrapped up with his track Passionate, some more deep, deep underground house from Nordic Tracks, and a fresh producer who's clearly laid down a marker for good things to come. Up next, he hits the decks to showcase more of his house stylings. Four unreleased tracks feature on here as well as a few others. Full track list and a selection of Glenny weblinks can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. This is Glenny in the mix.
This is Peter O.
My name is Tracy Cooper.
Hey guys, this is Dinox.
Hello people, what's up? This is Latif.
Hello, this is Tim
and Dave from Ski Tour.
Hey, Simon Doty here, and you are listening to Techno Progressivo.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Glennie for agreeing to interview, and a shout out to Luke McKeon of Nordic Tracks for the advanced promo of the EP. It was an absolute pleasure to interview Glennie here. He is definitely a name to watch for. Full tracklist and a selection of Glennie weblinks can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Head over there to find out more about the mind behind the music. If you've enjoyed the show and want to hear it again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at citr.ca or Apple Podcasts. To give this one another spin or to hear more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by, keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and of course, SoundCloud. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. Carrying on with the deep housey vibes, we'll look no further than Glennie's early inspirations. Hopping back a decade to 2014 to former guest of the show, this is Dusky with Yoo-Hoo. Enjoy the vocal and moody keys, and I will see you back here next time. You.